and welcome to Revolutionary Woman. My name is Tess Silverman. Women around the world are constantly creating ways to make a difference in their communities, and today's guest is no exception.
Aspen Noonan is a young mom, entrepreneur, and the CEO of Elevate Holistics, a rapidly growing telemedicine company making medical marijuana more accessible across the U.S., starting from the ground up. Aspen began by taking patient calls and handling support, eventually growing the business into a multi-state operation and stepping into the role of CEO. With a background in health sciences and a passion for patient education, Aspen has helped thousands of people find natural relief through plant medicine. Her story is rooted in grit, heart, and a mission to modernize healthcare with compassion and accessibility for all.
Warning, this episode is about medical cannabis. Please use your discretion when listening to it.
Hi, Aspen. Welcome to Revolutionary Women. How are you today?
I am doing so great. I am sitting outside in sunny Florida, soaking it up and just really enjoying life, taking in all the things. It's been a wild month, to say the least, but I'm so excited to talk with you today and inspire some women to be their best self.
That's awesome. Thank you. What part of Florida?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, okay. That's so cool. My mother-in-law used to live in Lake Worth area, so we would come and visit her. But unfortunately, she passed away last year, so we haven't been there. And it's, I'm sure, what is the weather like over there? Because it's raining over here by me.
It has actually been the most brutal summer. It was 90s all day, every day. And then this week has been low 80s.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm just, you know, I feel like we really earned it as Floridians. Like, okay, we went through the hurricanes. We went through the heat. And now we can just chill for a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, right now it's rainy by me. So I'll take your sun any day.
All right. I'll send you some sunshine.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so I read that you were born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, before you moved to Florida. So what was that like for you growing up in Missouri?
Great question. So my childhood was incredibly, you know, traditional nuclear family. I had my parents, I went to private school, I had my siblings, we were raised Catholic, Irish Catholic at that. Mm-hmm. My parents believed heavily in, you know, pharmaceutical doctors and in what that propaganda has been giving us for years and years. And so actually a lot of my childhood, it's funny, I don't really remember because I was on controlled substances to treat ADHD. And so, you know, I look back fondly at my childhood. I enjoyed my friends, my family, but like truly I just don't remember specific moments. And I think that is because of the constant drug changes and redosing and just trying to figure out how to get me to sit still and learn something.
Wow.
And I don't blame them. That's what a lot of parents did, especially being a 90s baby.
Mm-hmm.
But we're learning more now. And that's why I got into the cannabis and wellness industry. I figured, okay, who else could this have impacted and how can I support?
So when were you diagnosed? And you said ADHD?
It was 8 years old.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And it was from then that they started giving you medication?
Yep, exactly. So my first controlled substance was Adderall, and then I moved to Concerta, and then Vyvanse. So it was kind of like a fun journey.
Oh my gosh,
journey.
Cocktail. Jeez.
right. Whoa. Good cocktail. Of speed. It's speed, basically. Yeah. They're all speed.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get into it. You are the CEO of Elevate Holistics, one of the founders. So can you tell me what Elevate Holistics is about and what's the purpose behind it and how you got involved with it?
Yes, absolutely. Elevate Holistics is an online 100% telemedicine medical marijuana card platform where patients and doctors can connect to get people legal in 18 states. I was the first ever hire 6 years ago when the founder was starting the company. It was brand new. It was a one-man show.
Uh-huh.
He called me and, you know, hired me to work with the providers and patients to book appointments and get people through the process. And it was very, you know, A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've been able to hire over 50 people, learn ins and outs of, you know, SOPs, marketing, development, technology. Like I have learned so much. And when the previous CEO stepped down last year, he was like, you know everything, run mm-hmm. with it. And so me being my incredibly confident self, borderline cocky, I was like, yeah, give it to me. Like, I got this. And I'm going to be honest, this year has been so humbling for me, but now I think I've, you know, I've grown as a person in that. So it's been a good journey.
Okay. So you mentioned before that you were on so much medication when you were diagnosed with ADHD. So can you share your personal story, you know, about that? And how did you decide, okay, I want to be a part of Elevate Holistics? And, you know, why, what was your aha moment?
That is such a good question. I love this question, actually. So being on prescription medication your entire life, you learn not to question it. It just becomes a part of your daily routine, like an adult having a cup of coffee. You're just like, I need my energy. Here I go. I take it. You move on. Yeah. So I went to college at 17. I graduated high school early. And when I went to college, I was introduced to cannabis for the first time in a recreational format. So I tried it, didn't think anything of it, moved on with my life. And then another opportunity came when people were saying, you know, my friends around me were saying, hey, we're going to actually smoke before we study. Like, we're going to, you know, do this not so recreationally, but maybe to focus. And so we're going to try something different. And so, you know, me being the rebellious, previously perfect private school girl, I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. And I had gotten more schoolwork done in that few hours than I had in the previous semester. Wow. I got every single class. I got completely up to date on all of my college courses in 3 hours.
Wow.
And I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
That was amazing. And I slowly started weaning myself from the pharmaceuticals at the same time as increasing my cannabis dosage. So I self-weaned at 19. It took me 2 years to completely get off of, it was Vyvanse at that time, and then just start using cannabis medicinally. And so if you're doing some timelines here, you're probably realizing that I wasn't consuming it legally, right? Missouri had not legalized cannabis for medicinal use at the same time that I was using it medicinally. So I was getting it from the black market, from sketchy kids behind dorms. And I just thought there has to be a better way, right? There has to be some legal way to do this.
Right.
You grow more, you learn, okay, it's legal other places. What's wrong with Missouri?
Yeah.
So I joined NORML. It's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I was the president of the Mizzou chapter in Missouri, and I just advocated for change. I helped push Amendment 19 to legalize cannabis in Missouri in 2019. And we opened with medical cards, right? Not being a recreational state. And so I just got really, really into getting people legal. And when I found Steven, the founder, I'm like, this is like my life's purpose, but also my vision for the future. I really, really want to do this as a passion, but also a career. And he's like, all right, let's do it.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so your organization is majority women operated. Has that been has that been beneficial with regards to how cannabis is perceived by people?
You know, I do think so, because I find that women are naturally just so driven by empathy and care that when people come to us with concerns about, I don't know if I should try this, I don't know if I can afford this, I don't know if my doctor is going to be upset with me.
Right.
Who is going to listen to you better than a woman that's either been through it, had a family member go through it? It just feels very, people feel very taken care of. And I take, you know, pride in that. We've seen almost 200,000 patients at this point. And if we have like 4.9 stars. So I'm like, I think people is what makes us stand out. I'm, of course, into AI, but when it comes to replacing my people and the soul of our business, it's just not in my trajectory at this point.
Yeah, I think it really is all about, you know, connecting, especially your empathy, like you said, is huge. You know, unless you've gone through it yourself, then you really wouldn't know what to say to people. So when someone is approved to receive medical cannabis, what are the methods of consuming it? I mean, I saw a video from Elevate Holistics about sublingual method. What does that method entail? And is that method better than another?
Ooh, that's a really good question too. So there are about 5 different consumption types of cannabis. You can inhale it by smoking or vaporizing. You can do a sublingual, which is a tincture oil that you'd put under your tongue. You can do a suppository, which would be like a THC infused tampon or something that you would put to ease period cramps. And then you can also do a topical. You could do a topical lotion. You could do a patch to where you're not, you know, consuming it orally.
Right.
And those are all the options. When it comes to what's better, that's going to be up to the individual.
Right.
So
okay.
in everyone's endocannabinoid system, very closely intertwined with the nervous system, it's just, I call it a lock and key. Like the cannabis is the key. You have these locks in your body that need to be unlocked. For me, my focus needs to be unlocked. My attention span, my my motivation to do something and not just bum. Like I need that spark. And so that's what, you know, we'll need to unlock in me. I personally think edibles are the best because I consume them without hurting my lungs and I can control the dosage really, really well.
Right.
However, I've seen kids with epilepsy take sublingual tinctures mid-seizure and the seizure will stop.
Wow.
So it's, you know, an edible that takes an hour to kick in isn't going to be the best option for someone that's live in a seizure. So it really just depends on the person.
Why is there still such a stigma about using medical marijuana or using marijuana for medical purposes?
I think, you know, that is, it's so hard to say because it was propaganda for so long that the war on drugs is feeding into the downfall of America or the downfall of the world and how drugs are ruining our society. And, you know, then there's the other side that says it's just a plant and they could argue back, well, cocaine's a plant. Okay. We shouldn't, we shouldn't all have cocaine just because it's a plant. Poison ivy's a plant. Should we all have it at home? Probably not.
Yeah.
So like where's the balance? Where's the line? Where I stand is freedom of choice. If you want to live somewhere where cannabis is allowed, you're okay with smelling it. You're okay with your kids seeing a dispensary on the corner and, you know, acknowledging what it is, but of course they don't have access.
Right.
I think that you should have the right to live in a place like that. And a place like that would be California, Colorado, Nevada, you know, places that are completely recreational.
Right.
And then there are those medium spots. Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, you can get a medical card and you can consume it in your home and in the privacy of your, you know, abode, but that's it. And then of course there's the other way. It's, hey, it's Kansas, totally legal here. You're going to jail if you commit an offense. Like, and I think as Americans, you should have the right to choose how involved you want to be in this and, you know, just kind of educate yourself and see if it's right for you and your family to be around it.
Okay, so we're talking about access. What happens when someone's traveling to a state that provides medical cannabis, but it's not allowed in their state? I mean, how does that affect your business or them?
So it's federally illegal, meaning if you cross state lines, you cannot bring cannabis with you. Even if it's your legal cannabis from your home state, I can't get on a plane and travel even to another completely legal place with cannabis because you're going into federal territory.
Got it.
I will say, however, you can keep it within state lines. So if I have my medical card in Florida, I consume here.
Right.
I can fly without my cannabis to Vegas, go buy it there, consume it there, and then again fly with nothing. So it's just, you know, don't cross federal lines with it. Stay where it's legal and keep it there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what has been the response of people who have been able to get medical cannabis because of Elevate Holistics?
Well, I'm actually going to tell you my favorite story of someone that I helped a long time ago get their medical card. Someone that was quite apprehensive about cannabis, was definitely instilled, you know, the fear of cannabis and the war on drugs. And this man he had gotten in a motorcycle accident, maybe a decade before I talked to him, paralyzed from the waist down, couldn't really sleep because of the pain, definitely couldn't move. And I say this story because cannabis did not cure him. He is still paralyzed. He still has pain. His quality of life is forever changed. He called me a few weeks later after he tried it. That's what made me stay so motivated and laser focused in this path, because he cried to me and said, Aspen, the first time in 7 years I had a full night's sleep last night. I didn't wake up once in pain. I didn't wake up once from a nightmare of it happening again. Wow. And I truly believe it was because I got this legally. I didn't have the anxiety of it being, you know, laced. And so whenever I need a moment of humbling or earth, you know, my grounding moment, I'm like, okay, this saves lives. Like I'm helping people.
Wow. I love that story. And especially for you who had your own medical issues growing up, and then to be in a position where you are helping people, you are able to make a difference in someone's life that way, in a way where they actually have some peace, some way to have a life where they probably, like you said, with the person that you spoke about, they're still paralyzed, but they actually have a good quality of life because of it. Yes. And it's not for everybody. Yeah. And I'm for me, I think, you know, what I'm saying is it's not for everyone, but for those who really need it, like you said, they should have the freedom to say, I need this and it's helping.
Yeah. The right to choose. And that's all we ask. And we even provide the mode to get it legally if you want to choose that route.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. For you, knowing that you're in this industry, have you had challenges being in this industry because of the laws? Because of, you know, the laws that are like different in different states?
The list of problems I have not had because of this industry would be shorter than the list of problems I have had. I can just run through real quick of systems that we've been canceled or kicked off of.
Oh, wow.
Just because they got a whiff of us being semi-connected to cannabis. Because we're a telemedicine company. We don't sell weed. We don't manufacture it. Like, we do not touch the plant at all. We're strictly a telemedicine service. But we've at least three banking services, text platforms we can't stay on, email platforms we get kicked off of. Wow. We can't advertise. You can do no paid ads in the cannabis industry. Hmm. It's almost every sector of the business has been impacted, to be honest, in some way because of this fun obstacle. But never a dull moment, right? Some days you wake up, everything's going perfect, and you find out, hey, you can't send a single email to all of your 80,000 subscribers anymore. Good luck. Wow. And you're like, okay, perfect. I will pivot.
Exactly. That's what pivoting is about. Oh my goodness. Wow. You know, because it's really like, well, like you said, you're not the one providing it. You are advising people, providing the platform for them to get the product. But it's still, even the middlemen get in trouble. For not even dispensing it.
No one's safe.
Oh my gosh.
No one's safe.
Yeah. Wow. Oh man. Okay. So who would you credit for where you are now?
In a non-egotistical way, I would say myself, because I think that when I look at everything and all the decisions that I've made, I feel like this internal motivation and this internal like need to help people, just coming from my own fire of how it saved my life. I'm just, you know, I really have to channel my own. You don't see like women business cannabis influencers.
Yeah.
The cannabis influencers you see are like stoners and smoking fat, you know, whatever the heck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's just not me.
Right.
And then also women in business that are very corporate and very buttoned up and very anti-cannabis, you know, that's not really me either. So I hope that I can inspire women to be that middle ground of like, hey, we can be professional and get stuff done and also consume holistic medicine. Like, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. And, you know, like you said, other than you, I didn't know that women were even in this industry. And I'm thinking, it's like, well, why not? You know, like you said,
far and few between, just like any other industry, but we're making our strides.
That's great. That's really awesome. Can you mention a time when you thought you needed to do something that was affecting your life and others?
Whenever I, you know, was struggling with my ADHD and in college, and other people were going through more so anxiety and depression with their, you know, stuff, I started doing my own, you know, quote unquote research, not obviously scientific, but just kind of looking into things and seeing how could this help other ailments. And I would say most of my college friend group is now consuming cannabis instead of the drugs that they were prescribed by their doctors. Mm-hmm. And so I think what's empowering to me is that change of trying the plant first. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the first one to stand up and say, I believe in science, I believe in technology, I believe in research. Mm-hmm. However, maybe we could try these, you know, holistic things first and then move on to science if that's not working. Like try kombucha for your stomach instead of an antacid. It's almost as simple as that too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be, you know, Xanax and cannabis. That's a far jump. We could start small.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
Ooh, I love this. Okay. So obviously going to keep being a badass CEO in the cannabis space, inspiring women, inspiring people to stay healthy. But what I would really love to do is create a personal brand, just the traditional Instagram, TikTok, whatever, all those things, mm-hmm. and just put the message out there of like, you can be successful young, you can be successful and be a woman, you can be in any industry that you can think of, anything mm-hmm. in the world you can think of, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And so if I could just start, you know, having a microphone when I say these things, mm-hmm. that would be, that's what's next for me.
I love that.
It's coming.
Yeah. It could be a TED Talk. You never know.
Oh, my dream. I love speaking in front of people. I'm just not a shy person. I'm like, give me the mic.
That's funny you say that, because that's somewhere in my future, I'm hoping, you know, for me.
So. I think it will be too. Absolutely.
Well, we'll see what happens. So what's next for the community that you're involved in?
It's in talks that legalization is next for cannabis, mm-hmm. federal legalization, that is, and the descheduling from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. I honestly don't have an opinion either way. I think that it shouldn't be a Schedule 1 drug. It shouldn't be, you know, looped in with heroin per se. It's not addictive, so I don't think that that's right. Mm-hmm. But do I think that it should be a completely legal free-for-all? Honestly, no. Like, I appreciate the fact that people need a medical card and a little bit of doctor guidance in order to try this medicine. So, you know, would I say let's legalize it across 50 states? No, I wouldn't be the first person to jump and say that, or the second.
Okay.
So it could be on the horizon, but you know, I don't think I'm an advocate for that. I've seen what cannabis can do to people, and I think that it needs to be under a provider supervision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if anyone wanted to know more about you and Elevate Holistics, how would one go about it?
You can visit elevate-holistics.com or friend me on LinkedIn, Aspen Noonan. I'm always posting updated cannabis news, information in regards to drug testing and work and laws in each state. So I try to really be a resource for that wellness aspect.
Awesome. So is there anything you'd like to say to my listeners?
I would like to say that this is my favorite quote, and I don't know who said it. I probably should. But done is better than perfect. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on, 90% of your competitors aren't even going to pick up the pen. So if you just do something and you do it to the best of your abilities, don't, you know, kind of get rid of this idea of perfect and just do and commit and keep doing and keep committing. And eventually success will follow behind you. So that's my favorite advice.
I love that. So if you had one thing to change that you wish you had done years ago, would there be one?
I've got my degree in health and wellness, and I do wish I would have gotten my minor or just some sort of MBA or business associated, you know, degree or certification behind it. Mm-hmm. All of the business I've learned has been live and in action and, you know, in the moment. And so sometimes I think to myself, damn, like I wish I would have known that acronym instead of having to Google it, or wow, like that should really be, you know, just on the back of my mind. And I'm still learning and growing.
Right.
But I would say my education was so health and wellness focused that mm-hmm. I do sometimes feel the need to grow when it comes to financials and that kind of thing.
But it's never too late, you know?
It's never too late, right? Yeah. We haven't even hit our 30s. We're okay.
You have a while to go, I'm sure, you know. I like that quote that you said about done.
Yes.
Can you repeat that quote again?
Done is better than perfect.
I love that. I have to keep reminding myself of that.
I do too. That's why I say it so much. I'm like, okay, this is, it just, it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, 90% of people didn't even do it at all. Like, let's just get it out the door and we'll fix it if there's problems.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, it's also a learning experience, right? So you keep learning.
Yeah. So, student of life.
Yeah, for sure. So my last question is, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self?
You know, it's hard to say because in the moment, everything seemed fine. And if someone were to come up to me and say like, hey, it's okay, you don't have to be on those drugs every day, I'd be like, what are you even talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would say don't feel so committed to what you first chose. Mm. So I first chose in college, my major was dietitian, and then I changed to chiropractor, and then I just kept changing my major, and I am notorious for changing my mind, as many people do with ADHD. Mm. And I would just say to her like, hey, pick something and just have laser focus, because mm-hmm. even if it's not perfect, mm-hmm. if you're laser focused, no one will do it better than you.
I love that. Well, Aspen, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your life and your work with me and my listeners. And I so appreciate what you're doing because you are helping people. I think it's wonderful that you're doing this because you had gone through it yourself, and now you're really able to help out so many people in order to have a better quality of life. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I still have to pinch myself and can't believe that I got on the same podcast as some of the amazing world-renowned guests that you've had that are just making absolute positive change. I feel incredibly humbled to be a part of this and just very, very grateful.
Well, but you're one of them, though. You know, so
that's
you
crazy
are,
to me.
You are definitely one of them. Yeah, it's funny because when I found out what you were doing, I'm like, ooh, wow. I'd never heard of A, your company, and B, that a woman is a CEO of an organization that is helping so many. So, you know, I love that. Well, thank you again for coming on and just sharing what you know and what you are helping so many to achieve the kind of life that they deserve.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
With that, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. That's our show for today. I've posted more information about Aspen Noonan on RevWoman.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in every other Thursday for another episode of Revolutionary Woman. You can listen to Revolutionary Woman on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Just a little note. I've launched a Patreon account to support the show. All proceeds will go to producing and editing the episodes to give my poor husband a break for being my personal IT and production department. He wrote this. The address is patreon.com/revwoman.